T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of Central Texas families having a hard time putting food on the table this year especially. The Central Texas Food Bank can help. It's the largest hunger relief charity in Central Texas, and this month they're holding food distribution events in and around Austin. And here to talk about those food distribution events is Derek Chubbs. Derek is the CEO of the Central Texas Food Bank, online at centraltexasfoodbank.org. Derek, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
We can talk about the dates and the locations here in just a couple of minutes about these food distribution events. But first, let's describe the event, if you could. What is it and how does it work?
This will be one of our larger distributions. We do approximately 50 to 60 mobile distributions on a monthly basis. The majority of them are, well, they used to be small. They used to be, you know, between 150 to 250. But what we've done, we're still doing those, but we have now supplemented that with about 8 to 10 mass distributions. And when I mean mass distributions, I mean several thousand, like, for example, we just did one this past Saturday at Nelson Field, and we had, where we distributed food to approximately 6,000.
Wow. And you've got one coming up. Well, there's a bunch coming up. And again, we'll talk about those dates here in just a second, as well as the locations. Is this a walk up or is it a drive-through event? Do people need appointments? How does it work?
These are all drive-throughs. In order to maintain social distancing and to minimize the risk for our staff and volunteers, of which we'll have around 40 of them at these mass distribution events, we literally have people come and drive through. What we traditionally see is cars actually start lining up at about 6 a.m. And what we'll do, we'll ask everyone some basic questions. You do not have to sign up or make a reservation. You just show up and we'll distribute, boxes of groceries. Usually it's multiple boxes because we try and distribute a balance, have a balanced type of experience for our clients where we give them some protein, we give them some fruits and vegetables, and we give them some shelf-stable items. Shelf-stable as in items that you'd find in your pantry. And you literally drive through, pop your trunk, you tell whoever's signing you in how many households you're there, and you will get groceries per household.
And are you looking for volunteers to help out, distribute the food at these events? And if so, what kind of volunteerism is needed? What does volunteering look like?
Well, volunteering would basically, the short answer to your question is yes, we still need volunteers. We need them doing two things. One, we need them helping us at the food bank where we actually box up the emergency food boxes. And then we need volunteers to help distribute those boxes at these mobile distributions. And essentially, what you'll be doing is mostly we have our staff members that are actually signing up individuals or cars when they come. But we'll basically just have you either directing the traffic within the facility or the parking lot, because we have law enforcement directing them on the street, but directing traffic and also literally putting boxes in cars, putting boxes of food in cars. It's essentially what they'll be doing. Now, we primarily need to be, a lot of families love to bring their children, but we encourage them for the for the mobile distribution, we'd rather have adults doing those and not necessarily children, since we have moving cars and sometimes four lanes of moving cars, and we don't want anybody to get hurt.
And Derek, I'll talk about the remaining events you've got coming up. And again, this will air on Sunday. So you've got an event coming up Monday, December the 21st at Nelson Field. You've got one on Tuesday, December 29th at Del Valle High School. Also one on Wednesday, December 30th at Nelson Field. And Derek, I assume there's information available on your website about the events and even how to sign up as a volunteer at centraltexasfoodbank.org. Is that the case?
You are absolutely correct. There are multiple things that you can do at our website. First and foremost, you can find where we're distributing food. So if there's anyone who is listening who is in need of food or knows someone who is in need, please send them to our website, centraltexasfoodbank.org. The first thing you'll see is a button that says Find Food Now. You select that button and a map will appear. Enter your zip code and all the places that we're distributing food and the times, whether it's a partner agency, because we have 250 partner agencies throughout our 21-county area, as well as the mobile distributions that we'll be conducting as well. So additionally, you can sign up to volunteer there at centraltexasfoodbank.org. And last but not least, you can make a donation at centraltexasfoodbank.org. We're distributing and purchasing food at unprecedented levels now. So any assistance that one can provide would be greatly appreciated. You know, today, a dollar, we could turn a dollar into four meals. And we have a match coming up that should be starting any day now, where that dollar can turn into eight.
Oh, well, let's talk about that match here in just a second. Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Derek Chubbs. He's the CEO of Central Texas Food Bank, online at centraltexasfoodbank.org. And Derek, you mentioned the matching, and I saw that on your website. That means if I give you $50, my 50 becomes 100. Is that the case? And I just picked out a round number. You can give as little as, I think, $5 on your website. Is that the case?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, periodically we have donors who are generous enough and they say, if you, every dollar up to this amount, we will match. And we have a couple of donors that have been extraordinarily kind to us and will be helping us during this holiday season.
Do these donors wish to remain anonymous?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was wondering, because I didn't see it on the website, who was going to get credit for matching the dollar. And Derek, we've talked before about, I love return on investment. And you mentioned that you can get how many meals out of a dollar?
Ordinarily, four.
But in this case, if they're matching my dollar, does that turn into eight?
Correct. Turns into eight.
That, and I've said this before the last time we spoke, I think, that sounds like a lot of bang for my charitable dollar.
It is. And just realize that you're helping families that families who live on the margins that we need to support, and they're there by no fault of their own, not to mention those families that have been impacted by this pandemic. We're seeing unprecedented numbers, literally over the last 90 days. We saw 297,000 during the month of September. That number was up to 343,000 during the month of October. And we haven't closed on November just yet. We'll close that in a couple of days. But it appears that we are running about 22.5% above where we were during the month of October.
And how much higher is that than this time last year? It's got to be substantial, I'm guessing.
It's about 40% larger than where we were last.
That's a huge spike, and certainly the number sounds like it's headed in the wrong direction.
We've seen at certain points, and we really haven't totally correlated this, what we see on a regular basis, we're trying to identify what really causes the spike. And we've seen a spike when the viruses go up or the number of positive cases go up. As you can imagine, we saw a spike when some of the aid, some of the financial aid went away.
Oh, sure.
We always see a spike during the holiday season, which is around Thanksgiving and Christmas. But this year, that number is naturally going to be increased considerably based on the impact of the pandemic.
Is it safe to say that your services there at the Central Texas Food Bank have never been needed more than they are here in 2020 and even in November and December of 2020?
I think that's safe to say. I will say we've not seen numbers like this ever before. We're seeing numbers today that we didn't expect to see for another 2 to 3 years. And so we are already, you know, well ahead of what we've been planning strategically. We're already there. So there aren't that many choices and opportunities, and we're just, you know, we're hearing, or I'm hearing, some amazing stories of families that either one individual became unemployed or both became unemployed. Instances where seniors are having to step up and take care or support their grandchildren because their parents have fallen on hard times due to the pandemic. The impact on our children who don't have access to the free and reduced lunch program, then schools aren't open on a regular basis. So we're seeing demand at several different levels, and it's like nothing we've ever seen before. And it's not just us. You know, we're part of the 200-plus food bank network, for Feeding America. We're all seeing basically the same thing.
Is there an industry that a lot of your clients are from? Are these like pink collar service sector, restaurant workers? Are they a big part of that?
If we look at the data, a considerable number of them were from the service area. Let's just look at Austin by itself. We know that everything from the music industry to bars and restaurants to our convention bureaus, those individuals that were part of the service industry are those that we saw initially. Now we're starting to see several different areas, and it's not nearly as one-sided as it once was. So it depends on where organizations are. If you were an organization that maybe was able to make it through the summer, this next spike is closing some doors. So we're starting to see, particularly small companies that were able to weather the storm for a while for various reasons are no longer able to weather those storms. So they're starting to furlough more and more employees.
All right, Jerry, let me talk about these dates and locations for these food distribution events you've got coming up. Again, Monday, December 21st, Nelson Field. Tuesday, December 29th, Del Valle High School. Wednesday, December 30th, again at Nelson Field. And again, you can find that information on the Central Texas Food Bank website at centraltexasfoodbank.org. And Derek, with the last, say, 30 seconds we've got left in the segment, what didn't we get to? What would you like to add to the conversation?
I would simply just reiterate the fact that we're seeing unprecedented levels, and the food bank definitely needs support. This isn't going to end this year. It's not going to end in 2021. All indicators are that this will last well into 2022. So as much as we can tell the story, we want to be able to tell the story. So I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I consider it an opportunity to advocate for our organization. And in order for us to continue what we've been doing, we definitely need monetary donation as well as volunteerism. And I'll end it with, the face of hunger just isn't what you think. And this pandemic has really shined a very bright light on that.
All right, that's Derek Chubbs. He's the CEO, Central Texas Food Bank. Again, online at centraltexasfoodbank.org. Derek, once again, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.